Radio.com.au.
Back on the show again. We are so lucky to be talking to the Veronicas, who have just got off a flight only a couple of days ago from the United States. Was this the tour you were doing with Five Soz Girls?
Yes.
Yeah, guys. Yeah. Oh, how was it? How are you? It's great to have you back.
Good. A little jet lagged, but we're really, really good.
Awesome.
We had so much fun over there, though. We did a show in Phoenix, Arizona, and we did a couple of shows in LA at the Forum, which is a legendary venue.
Oh, I saw photos of that on Instagram. So cool.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
It was like 50,000 kids, and they were just all so hyped up and excited. And
yeah,
it was unbelievable. Amazing experience.
Because I read this morning that that Ashton from Five Soz had a major medical drama. Did this go down while you were over there, or like?
No, I think they stayed in Australia a little longer to give the boys a rest when that happened, and then after he recovered, we went over and did those shows.
Oh, phew.
Oh, that's good.
It wasn't while he was on tour. I think they had to cancel a couple of things just to stay and have a bit of a rest.
Oh, I thought it might have been like the Veronica's touch. You made everything better again.
The curse, the Veronica's curse.
No!
Can we call it the V's curse?
You're not cursed.
What
you're
was
not
it like
cursed.
Touring with them? Were they a lot of fun?
They're such the best. Cool guys. They are. They're legitimately so fun, and they're not jaded yet. Like, a lot of artists get jaded and they don't want to hang out. Those guys.
Yeah, they're too cool for school.
They love what they do. Yeah, they just love what they do. They love to listen to music and hang out and just be inspired by life. They love their fans. They love what they do. And they just live for music. It's so cool.
How do you girls handle jaded artists? Because, you know, I work on the radio, so if I get to interview a jaded artist, I just turn my microphone off and swear while they talk. But
we are the jaded artists.
No, never.
To a certain extent, no.
You guys are so lovely.
Oh, thank you. We're just brizzy chicks, babe.
Yeah, exactly.
We keep it real. And, we've always sort of, we do this because we love music.
Yeah.
You know, and everything else that comes along with it. And of course, we've had our moments where the business gets, the BS with the business side of things is just completely uninspiring. And we've been incredibly frustrated the last few years with that whole process. But coming out the other end and getting to release music and just, you know, everyone embracing it so wholeheartedly, especially out here in Australia, it's been, we are just so thankful and excited about it all. So,
yeah, you've got...
Yeah, it's hard to...
You've got so much to be excited for. And especially the Arias on tonight. You girls are presenting. That's pretty cool.
Yes.
Are you excited? Yeah. Are you going to be rocking some more leather dresses? Because can I just say, you girls know how to rock.
Latex, actually.
Oh, is it?
Latex dresses.
Even dirtier.
Yes. They're amazing. I just thought, how do you get into those? Yeah. Do they sew you into them?
That's a question I had with Jess, because Jess kind of figured them out and got them made. And I looked at it and I was like, Jess, how the heck are we meant to get into these? And she's like, okay, babe, I've got a whole process. Okay.
Yeah. You just baby oil it up, baby.
Say,
oil baby all over your body. Like coconut oil.
And then you slip it on.
Whoa. So you like jump into
shimmy it.
I think I need a fan.
Yeah, you have to pull it up from the below and just like literally hike it up under the with oil all over your body.
You guys rock it. You look amazing.
I think I need some water. I need some water or a fan.
Check out their Instagram account. Wow, it's leather and latex galore.
I love it.
Thank you.
Talking Arias, of course, you're presenting. Do you have to practice for this, or do you just, you know, jump up on stage and rock it, or how does it work?
We get a little run through with the teleprompter,
we're not really ones to ever play by the rules, so we kind of get up there and do whatever we want anyway.
Yeah, we know the gist of what we have to announce, and then we just sort of do our thing.
That's the way. So I was just going to ask, do you need to rehearse or something like with us while we're here? Like, do you need to do a bit of a rehearsal?
Yeah, can we do a little run through?
Totally. Do you want to, you know, should we clap like, you know, just they've just riff? Announced
yes,
that the Veronicas?
Yeah, or, let's okay, be the crowd.
Okay, all right. The Veronicas!
Hi.
we're off to a great start.
So we're here to present Best International Artist. Obviously, we're not international, but I feel like we should have been nominated for this category for all of our songs.
Love it.
I don't even know who's up for it. Is it like it's One Direction, Katy Perry?
I don't even know who else is in the category either.
Yeah.
So it sounds like some rehearsing may need to happen.
We probably need to rehearse. This has brought light to the situation that, yes, we do, in fact, need to rehearse and get our act together.
All right. Well, I'm going to announce right now we're playing your brand new song while you get your act together. And up next, I'm going to talk about a massive event in your life, which is coming up very soon. Any ideas what it is?
Is it the big
the birth
the big
of birthday?
Yeah, there it is.
Of our, conjoined children.
More with the Veronicas after their brand new one. Check it out if you love someone. Star FM. Veronica's are on air with us this morning. They got a brand new song out, If You Love Someone. We just played it. New album as well, self-titled, number one on iTunes. The Veronicas, you have a big, big, big occasion coming up very soon. Is it okay if I talk about it?
Oh, please.
We would love you to.
Okay, because when I turned 30 earlier this year and I was really depressed about it.
How dare you be depressed?
You know what you need? You need you the need Jessica the Veronica freaking speech.
Oh, yes. Are you ready for my speech?
Okay, lay it
out. You
know
what? Okay, I don't understand why people get freaked out about turning 30. Tell me your fears about turning 30, babe.
My fears are that I was getting older and I've started to like go grey and, you know.
Do you feel like your time is expiring very quickly once you turn 30? Do you feel like all of a sudden you have to give up your dreams and sort of become a little bit more adult in your thinking, or what is the real fear?
Yeah, kind of. I think I've got to be an adult. I feel like I'm being counseled.
Yeah, she's a counselor. P.S. Grey hair equals silver fox, babe. Oh, everyone loves a man in their 30s, just
true.
So you know.
The man's prime age, Lisa and I have pinpointed to 34. So you've 34. Got another 4 years till you reach your peak point.
He doesn't look anything like 30, by the way.
Really?
So don't
you probably
worry.
Look like you're 18, honey.
Yeah. Okay. Sound very youthful.
But listen, 30 is, for me, it is the most exciting age. I'm so excited to be almost turning 30 because, you know, as a woman, I've never felt more empowered. I've never felt more beautiful, more sure of myself, more confident, more wise, more ready to take on life. And, you know, there's no excuses when you get to this age. You don't have to reduce yourself down in any way, like, oh, well, I'm just a kid. All of a sudden you get to get real with yourself, which I think is one of the greatest gifts ever. I love that. I love knowing that's a thing, and
the best speech ever. Oh, I'm 27, so in 3 years' time, I'm keeping this recording and I'm going to play that back just when I'm feeling
down. It's
true, babe.
You know what I think it is? Society in general makes people feel like, especially women, as they get older, like they have an expiration date that you have to trade your dreams or your inner fire to something else, and that's an absolute lie. That's an absolute lie. I think that they implement this feeling so that you know, especially, I'm sorry to harp on the woman thing, but I'm a bit of a feminist. Women and men, but especially women, you become so wise, you become so much more in tune with yourself, you become so powerful that they want to squash that and make you feel insecure when you get older, so that you aren't there going to change the world, to inspire younger people that they can change the world and have an absolute revolution of the mind, which will then, you know, result in a revolution in the physical world.
Whoa.
You know what? When you turn 30, embrace that power. You are wiser, more beautiful, more sure of yourself. You're not engaged in the pettiness of your early 20s. You've learned enough. You have the knowledge to be able to apply a greater integrity in your life. It's the greatest place to be. It's
the
greatest age to be. Yeah. So you know what? I can't wait. I am counting down the days to my 30.
Yes,
I am feeling empowered. Do you know, I just want to pull on a latex dress with you girls and go out and hit the clubs.
Let's do it.
Do that, babe. We're sending you a dress as we speak. We're getting it
in the post.
Down.
With the oil.
With the oil,
with
please.
The oil. Yes, yeah, we'll send a little bottle of the coconut oil. With
okay,
you.
So it's pretty safe to say you girls are looking forward to your birthday. But, you know, it's also on Christmas Day. How does that work out?
Unreal.
We love it.
I love it. I love knowing that everyone around the world is in a state of love and usually with their loved ones on that day. I love knowing that everyone's celebrating in that. I believe in like collective consciousness, and I just love that on my birthday in particular, that everyone's in an elevated sense of love.
Love.
Oh, you girls are so positive.
I just want to take you home.
I know.
Well. We can arrange that.
Okay, so this interview is now moving to a 10 p.m. time slot.
On a flight. Off you go.
Well, girls, thank you so much for chatting to us. Your new album is out right now. You've got a tour coming up as well. I'm going to have to go and see the tour in February 2015.
Well, yeah, amazing.
The Forum in Melbourne, and all the best with everything in the lead up to your 30th. I'm going to make sure I tweet you a picture of my silver hair so you can tell me what you